Hello and welcome to Under the Surface number 197 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave and I'm here for an hour show. Got some really heavy stuff this week, some new stuff, a couple of requests and a couple of golden oldies just to keep things moving along. But to kick things off, here's Crater with Hate Uber Allies from album the same title from 2022.
Fire.
thereafter, Crater was a band called Abigail. They're Japanese, termed as black metal, been going for years. Absolutely dozens of releases, split 7 inches. And I'm going through my 7 inches at the minute, trying to listen to them in order, which is quite a task. But came across this one great single. It's called Rock and Roll Sluts Forever from the Hell's Bomber split. So there you go. It's quite a glammy title with a sort of a venomish sort of edge. Great stuff. Like it. So the first request up is Nails with a track from their new album, Give Me the Painkiller, from the Every Bridge is Burning. This one comes from Chris Osborne.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie.
another band I sort of associate with the likes of Nails is a band called Trapham that was straight after there with Luster Pendulums from the Crown Feral album from 2016. I'm not sure if they're still going. I've seen them play, I think it was at one of the Temples festivals. I'm nearly sure it was. I think I've seen Nails at one of them too. Well, it gets a bit fuzzy after all these years, but fairly vicious stuff. Sort of got that Entombed guitar sound, the old Boss HM pedal. So only a couple of classic old rockers I've been watching during the week that Nothing But A Good Time on Paramount. Well worth a watch. Some of them guys are really broken. Some of them are completely delusional. But it's a decent watch anyway. First up, this is Tesla with Edison's Medicine from Psychotic Supper from 1991. We'll be right back. Rattling in there after Tesla was Slaughter with Burning Bridges. I'd stick it from the Stick It To You from 1990. I listened to that one to death when it came out. Really good record. They're not mentioned in that. Nothing but a good time. It's more the LA thing with your Poisons and Tough White Lion are in it. A few other Motley Crue, obviously. It's Great White. Jack Russell. He's just dead recently. I'm surprised he survived so long after some of them stories. But that's another. It's well worth watching anyway. Right, next up for the sort of Tool prog sort of fans is a band called Wheel, and this is from their latest album Charismatic Leaders, and it's called Disciple.
Friction is palpable.
Following the Finnish prog stylings of Wheel, that was Paul Bear with Foundations from their Foundations of Burden album from 2014. The first couple of records were super, and then it just seems to really tailed off into a style of doom, which is just not bleak enough. Maybe it's the best polite office workers doom, I don't know. But some good stuff. You might check them out. They're playing here soon with, I can't remember who it is, with, they're playing with later on in the year. But if you like that sort of lighter edge doom, definitely for you. So next up, a new release from Whitechapel. This is a track called A Fossorial Wretch.
We'll be right back.
And following Whitechapel there, that was Forgotten Tomb with Deprived from them, Don't Deliver Us from Evil from 2012. Another request sent in from Chris. It's super stuff, another band I've never heard of. It's great, he sends me in these lists and I get to dig through it all during the week to bleed your ears come the weekend. So another couple of oldies, Loudness from the Lightning Strikes album from 1986, and this is a track called Let It Go. We'll be right back. Following Loudness, that was Mendes Prey with On to the Borderline from the Neverending Road from 1982, an old new wave of British heavy metal band, or sort of the tail end of it anyway. Some really interesting stuff from back then, but it really is a lot of garbage, and you know, there's a reason why a lot of the bands didn't make it. They just weren't very good, and, you know, it's but fair play to those that follow it religiously and say it's more of a religion nowadays. So on to another request then from Chris, and this time from a band called Blackbraid, who are playing the Incineration Festival in London next year. This is a track called Barefoot Ghost Dance on Blood-Soaked Soil from Blackbraid 1 from 2022.
We'll be right back.
After Black Braid, that was Yoth Aria with a track called The Great Hunter from As the Flame Withers from 2021. They played Incineration last year and I didn't get to see them. The clashes of the stages, you know what it's like yourself. But next year's got Triptychon headlining the Roundhouse doing a Celtic Frost set, so that's just unmissable. It's a long time coming, but it'd be great if he'd done a Hellhammer set as well. But I can't expect that from the other fella. But anyway, thanks very much for listening. And this week, going to go out in a semi-long one. This is an album I was raving about a couple of years back. And this is a band called Bosk. I'd seen them at a Damnation a few years back. And it really impressed me. I didn't think they were going to. I didn't like the name and they had awkward haircuts. And I thought it was all. And then I started playing it. This is absolutely marvellous. So this is a track called Cobe from the Audio Noir album from 2016. So until next week, look after yourselves, and there's a record for in Belfast on Saturday. So maybe see some of yous knocking about there. Till next time, bye.